Continuing coverage of Norwalk softball on KNIAKRLS.com. Warriors celebrating their 5-0 regional final victory tonight over Burlington, advancing to the state tournament for the second year in a row. And we're here with a couple of the heroes, senior pitcher Zadie Wadley and junior catcher Lauren Black. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Lauren, you set the tone early. Bottom of the first inning there, there was an error with one out. I didn't know if they'd pitch to you, runner on second. Were you surprised that they pitched to you?
I was surprised that they would throw to me. I just knew I had to put the ball in play somehow to advance the runner, and I've been seeing the ball pretty well, and the ball just hit the sweet spot on my bat.
Have you ever hit one that far?
Oh yeah,
probably. I hit one in Holiday Park down in Des Moines, and it went over the concession stand, so.
Okay, I think it was the farthest one I've seen you hit in person, because it cleared the pine tree out there and scattered everybody, and I don't know if they ever found the ball. Did you get it back?
I'm not sure, honestly. I didn't ask.
Okay. So that was a two-run homer by Lauren in the first inning. Then you guys didn't have another hit until the last inning, the sixth inning, but three huge insurance runs in that inning, and Zadie, you were in the middle of that. First of all, though, congratulations on the job you did in the circle tonight.
Thank you.
Six innings, four hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. How comfortable were you out there against this team that they got you 2-0 about a month ago?
Yeah, so they beat us the last time we played them. This time it was all about revenge and going out there and putting everything out on the table.
Could you tell early on you had your best stuff, your best command?
Yeah, my pitches were moving well, and yeah, I just had to keep pushing.
Now, their eighth grade girl, Kylie Hill, she got you in the first inning with that double, but you got her back a couple of times. Did you learn anything did you learn anything from that first at bat that helped you strike her out the next two times?
Yeah, actually, the first time we played them, she got a home run, and that's what scored the two runs. So I focused extra hard on her and really worked on my spins when it came to her.
And Lauren, what were you seeing from Zadie behind the plate tonight?
Her outside stuff was working really well. Her off speed was working too. And just mixing her pitches around, she looked amazing tonight.
So how does it feel to go back for the second year in a row? Last year it was such a dramatic finish. This year you kind of took the drama out of it a little bit, but how do you compare the two experiences of the way you won last year and the way you get there tonight?
For me personally, I was a lot sharper this time. Last time wasn't my best, but luckily had the team to back me up. But this time we just really stomped our foot down, you know, put our foot down.
I agree with her. We just came out and knew what we had to do, and we did exactly what we thought we had to do.
How does it feel to get back to Fort Dodge? I mean, you guys celebrated, but I get the feeling you're not done. You've got bigger goals in mind.
Oh, yeah. We want the win overall. Yeah. Last year we lost the first round, so this year's going to be different, that's for sure.
What did you learn from being there last year that maybe you can take into this year's first round game?
There's a lot of people, and we played at Northwest a couple weeks ago, or last week, I think, and their stands and everything looked exact kind of most likely, and I think just the environment around it, I think we'll be a lot better being a one-year team first year.
Okay, and I don't know if you know this yet, you probably do, but Dallas Center Grimes was defeated tonight.
I heard that.
Indianola was defeated as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how you feel about, but you're the last team standing in the Little Hawkeye.
Wow.
Well, so we are the Little Hawkeye champions, and we knew what we had under us, and knocking both of those teams off and winning the conference championship was the best, and now we have more business to take care of.
Okay, so you'll find out probably pretty soon who you're going to play in that first round game at state Monday afternoon. So just talk about how happy you are to make it back there.
Very, very happy.
I'm very happy. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So there's business unfinished there.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
How do you celebrate this one tonight?
Get some food.
I'm hungry.
Is it pizza rolls, or was that Kaylee's go-to snack after the game?
Wontons.
There we go. Awesome. So, hey, again, congratulations, girls. Thanks for joining us after the game, and we'll see you Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go Warriors!